Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Quarantine style here today. I'm going to actually doing this interview from my house. I'm in my basement actually today and talking with Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi. He's the president and CEO of the hospital. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Brandon.
This may be a first here for In Focus. I don't know if we've ever done an interview like this before, but obviously these are unusual times, unusual circumstances, and with COVID-19, and I've been kind of watching things from afar here this week, but have noticed that we're starting to see an uptick in new cases.
Yeah, Brandon, I think actually a lot of bad news coming from a bunch of different sources in the community. So I think Health Department reporting another 129 positives over the weekend. We are definitely seeing that trend kind of continue into the week. A lot more activity. The primary care clinics in town are very busy. KSTAT, our local urgent care center, has been very, very busy. We've actually started to see a lot more people coming to the emergency room now with COVID-like concerns or symptoms. And for the most part, up to this point, we've seen most of that activity just kind of managed in the outpatient arena that has now started to transition. And we're starting this, I guess I would say we're following the pattern that we see a lot of other communities as they have kind of a COVID uptick. So we, last couple days, have had 6 inpatients who are COVID positive. We now have 4 of them at an ICU level of care. That's a step up from yesterday, actually, in the wrong direction. We also have an additional handful of other folks who are PYs. And so these are persons under investigation. So one of those is in the ICU, and then we have another 3 or 4 up on our medical unit. We also have another couple of positive patients up on our medical unit. So we actually have a total of 6 positives, and almost that from the PUI standpoint. So that's concerning, again, just because this is kind of the path we've seen a lot of other places go through. And I think, now we're just kind of evaluating day by day what should be our expectation or what the patient volume might be. There's a lot of activity. I think everybody always wants, so what are we doing? Here at the hospital, again, it's more almost a shift by shift conversation of who's where and what resources do we have. The clinical task force, the physician leaders in our community, they are actually back in the process of meeting again, because we really rely on them for advice, counsel, and some direction, and quite honestly, boots on the ground to help take care of patients. I think we're kind of the resources that we have in the community are certainly pulling forward, but this is, people should be concerned, I think. Not panic, but this is why we really got to be diligent in doing social distancing and wearing masks and making sure people are doing good hand hygiene. And a lot of people may be fatigued by that. They may not like that. The reality is that actually is the most effective process we have. And it has been shown time and again to be effective. And I think that's the key thing, is we've got to look at what works, and doing those 3 things well really works well in kind of constraining the spread of this virus.
All right. And you mentioned you had 1.6 people in the hospital. Is that one of the higher numbers that you guys have seen during this virus?
It probably is. Quite honestly, I'm a little fuzzy with all the things that happened last spring. I there's a lot of details from that have just kind of gone into Bob's COVID work blur somewhat. Having the 6 patients, certainly, that might be about the same inpatients we've had. That combined with the PYs, that's what actually starts to create, kind of a load, if you will, because you've now got, we've had up to 12 people at one point that are either COVID positive or they're potentially, and so you treat them all the same. Take the same safety steps, wear the same PPE, follow all the same processes and protocols. And so that's, again, that's where you start to tax resources, when you've got to start doing that with more and more patients.
All right.
We have, I think people are also, sometimes curious about some kind of, who are the people we're seeing? for the most part, our patients and PUIs are coming from people who live independently. We do have a couple individuals, I believe, now that are from like a some sort of congregate living senior community, but the vast majority of our patients the last several weeks have all basically come from home. And this is also indicative of that wider community spread. Just when you're seeing that, and you're also seeing, you know, for the most part, a lot of our patients are in their 60s, some in their 70s, but we still have just a younger kind of set of folks who are getting COVID and are still being hospitalized.
Hmm. All right. And obviously it presents in so many different ways here. You know, my wife tested positive last week, and, you know, it's kind of interesting because we're not sure exactly where it happened, but we kind of pinpointed, you know, about when it started around, and it was right around Halloween, I think. And I don't know if that, there was a lot of warnings about that, but, you know, when we go out for activities, being safe, and we've been as vigilant as we can be here, but, you know, still, it still happened.
Well, you know, I think, Brandon, the, where we see some of the gaps are that not everybody is taking that approach. And so it's that's why the consistency and having kind of everybody be on board with doing the masking and the social distancing and those kinds of things, that's how you're actually able to kind of contain this. And when you, you know, if you have a portion of the population who's really not being diligent about that, it really puts everyone else at risk. And so that's why it is so important. You know, we talk a lot about how the doing these things is to protect others and asking people to kind of have that little bit more of a extrinsic or external view of why they're having to be inconvenienced or do some of these things. And, you know, for some people, maybe it's not as important as to others. And just again, that's something we're just going to have to work on as a community, certainly as a greater society.
Yeah, we're speaking with Bob Koppel here, Central Via Christi, President and CEO, talking about how COVID-19 is impacting our community. And, you know, the one thing that I've learned quickly here, because I didn't know exactly what to expect here if it ever happened in our household, but I think it's maybe ideal for people to have a plan if you do have to quarantine all of a sudden or isolate, God forbid.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think people just need to have a plan. One, it's the you almost have to just kind of sit and think about all the things I can't do if I need to stay home. And so are there, you know, do you have it set up so you can pay all your bills online? Do you know how to order, do you know how to order stuff online from a grocery store or one of the other stores? Do you have friends who can get stuff and bring it to you and, you know, leave it on your front step? You know, it's kind of, in some respects, you've got to kind of mimic things like the post office. You know, they bring us all our mail every day, but they leave it for us in our mailbox or in a slot or something, and then we go get it. And so it's just kind of it's a ingrained handoff, if you will, that we've all grown up with and that we're all familiar with. Well, how do you then translate that to other things? You know, in your case, Brandon, we're doing the interview today from your house. So we're just leveraging some technology, and that works just fine. And I think as you just, you have to kind of be thoughtful about it. It's like, so what do I need to do? What are the appointments I need to keep? Can I shift them to virtual? Can I move things around? How can I, you know, still meet the quarantine requirements and also, you know, kind of keep functioning?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not easy, that's for sure. And, you know, luckily, fortunately, my wife's had very mild symptoms isolating at a hotel here the last week. So, but yeah, this... I wanted to do this interview here today because, you know, I'm provide a little bit of a firsthand experience. So really happy to do that here this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about some other things going on at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.